It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Been on the show together for what, almost 2 years?
Yeah.
God, it flies.
2 years in September, is it?
Yeah. And good times, you know, good times, you and I. I just, you know, I think back now, I'm like Wiggles After Dark.
Yeah.
The Scobie.
There are two things that we've done in 2 years.
Yeah. You breaking your back.
Yeah. That was more
learning Masso.
Yeah.
And ragging on Lee. I mean, just fun things that we've been doing for a long time.
Yeah,
vagina
yeah.
armpit was another one. I mean, we've done some stuff, right? And you're about to go off on a month's leave because Kalia is birthing your second child, which is beautiful.
Yeah.
And the thing is, though, is that I'm going to be without you for a month.
Mm.
One whole month of me doing the show without you.
Yeah.
Normally, we go on holidays together. Or like, not together, but at the same time.
At the same time.
Do you know what I mean? And we do things. Come on in, Barry. Come on in. This is Barry, our boss.
Oh, you did. So this was a thing yesterday.
And he's got something. He's got something because you're going to be away for a month.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I'm not ready for that yet. You know, I mean, Andy's going to be sitting in and that's great.
Yeah.
Barry, you can take your mask off and talk if you want. You don't have to, but hi.
Hello, team.
Hello.
Hi.
You've brought...
Look at the smile on your face.
Yeah, I know.
This is ridiculous.
You've brought something in. We've decided, between Barry and myself as well, it's just we still need you to be here.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
For
you
the
need
next
some
month.
Sort of kind of... I don't know, stabilising presence in the studio between you and Andy.
And that's why we've decided to...
Ah, look at him.
We've got a
look
stand
at that
in.
Handsome rooster.
We've got a stand-in Tom.
we've got
a full Tom cutout and he's going to be there through all the fun stuff that we're doing while you're away. You know, the spell my name with Lingy, the is it a hack or just doing a thing. We're going to keep up all that stuff and we need you to be here, mate.
It's not quite actual height.
It's not quite,
Are people going to think I'm that short?
No, it's not quite actual height.
I like the photo.
You do?
Yes.
I know. I said, I'm like, I need to choose the photo very wisely because then otherwise he won't like it.
I'll think
it.
About it for a month.
Yeah.
I also, the pose itself is a little bit like, I don't know what to do with my hands, but that's fine.
Are we happy? Are you happy to be here?
I am.
I know when they say, you know, you get a photo of yourself as part of your soul imprints in that.
Yeah.
So you're still going to be here at work.
I will.
With me. Is that
great.
Okay though? Because like, I need that.
It's a little bit draining for me, but that's...
I know. No, that's okay.
Do you know my main concern, and Barry, you might be able to police this, please police this, is what are you going to do with me while I'm not here to control
myself?
Well,
that's the thing, Tom. You don't have any rules, regulations.
You need to sign a waiver before you go. Give us permission.
Release.
To exploit your cutout.
Actually, we might put the cutout of Tom on the swing and see if we can get that flip
you know,
that we were hoping for.
It'll actually land it. That's
yeah, it will land it. So
wow.
There you go, mate. You're still going to be with us.
Is there one of you?
Nah, we couldn't afford that.
Are you?
Sorry.
Oh, this is amazing.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
We probably need to get your cutout because I gave you a cutout just a few mementos ago. Maybe we need to get your cutout and just keep it next to you there.
Next to me or on your side of the desk?
No, I think it, that's fine. I think it's fine. I guess the other thing is, Tom, is that, you know, yes, Barry? Oh, Barry's back. Barry, what have you got?
Okay. See, I asked and you're like, no.
The thing is, Tom, the other thing is, I miss you, okay? I'm going to be here for a month. Missing you because you're about to go on paternity leave for 1 month and I know that you will be missing me too.
Yeah.
And the fact is, I feel like I'm not going to get the kind of best friend requirement stuff that is, you know, normal of a best friend relationship. I feel like I'm going to miss out on a lot of stuff. Maybe the birthing. Maybe, you know, just being there at home with you and Kalia a lot of the time. So that's why we also got another cutout.
Loggy. Do you know this breaches all sorts of Australian radio laws by having a stitch up following a stitch up?
I know it does. It's
a double stitch
up.
Okay.
Yeah. So we got a cutout of me. Barry's brought her in. She looks great. She looks so much skinnier now. I know. Let's not comment on it. Let's not comment on how skinny she is. All right.
No, I just love the fact that you would have got to choose the photo. Like,
oh yeah.
I appreciate you choosing a great photo of me. So yes. I will not make any comment on the photo that you chose of you. But now there's a Tom and Loggy cardboard cutout of each of us.
And so whatever,
in the studio.
So whatever I do to yours, I mean, feel free to take the innocence of my cutout also.
Next to each other.
But you can take that with you. Like I said, birthing suite.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to be supported. I can be there to support both Kalia and yourself. You know, whatever you need, I'll be there.
I mean, you've done some stuff, mate, in the 2 years that we've been on air together, but this really is right up there.
Yeah.
They are to scale too. I appreciate you.
Yes.
Like, my guy's shorter, but you're also shorter.
I know, I'm shorter than you. So there you go.
Oh,
two cutouts.
Awesome.
No worries.
Do you still have that dress?
It doesn't fit.
Oh, so you should wear that. It's a nice dress. Okay.
Yeah.
So now what is it? Are you setting me a challenge now to carry that around with me
please.
For the month that I'm going to be away?
Yeah, exactly. There will be no holidays.
And teach the child. Now, this is Arnie Loggy.
Yes, exactly.
They
That's
won't
what
recognize
we want.
You at all when they meet you, really.
Oh, God, I know. It's so long ago.
Okay.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
Brittany, I mean, it's been well documented, particularly over the last couple of months, her struggles to get out of her conservatorship.
Yes.
And there's been a movement. And the movement's been going, I mean, for a long time. I mean, Leave Britney Alone was probably the first, but...
Oh, yeah. And that was what, like 12 years ago? Longer.
Yeah. But over the last probably 3 years, concerns have really ramped up about her mental health and, you know, how much control she has over her own life.
Mm.
And, you know, she's doing dance videos on her Instagram. People are reading into it. She's sending secret messages.
Yeah. Like, now her messages are not secret at all.
No, and that's cool because she's making her way out of what is obviously a very toxic situation.
Yeah.
See what I did there. So she's got a lot of people behind her. A lot of people are, you know, doing whatever they can to support Britney gaining her independence. Okay. And one of those people is a guy from the UK who runs a clothing shop, a chain, and it's called Wholesale Clearance UK, right? Carl Baxter's his name.
Carl Baxter?
Yeah.
That was perfect for you to say sounds made up.
Carl Baxter does sound a little bit made up.
Hmm.
But I also know English people, and so it's probably not made up.
Okay.
So anyway, he's trying to throw his support behind the 39-year-old pop icon's cause, ordering a whole heap of hashtag Free Britney t-shirts to sell and then donate some of the profits towards her cause to help her get out of the conservatorship.
That's cool.
Great. Yeah, good on him. 10,000 of them he ordered.
10,000?
10,000 t-shirts. He's going to sell them probably online but also in his stores.
Mm.
Great. The only problem is they are misspelt. So they're a white T-shirt, and I'll just quickly show you. Have a quick gaze.
Can I guess
that.
What the... Can I
Actually,
guess?
I've just moved the camera, haven't I?
That's okay.
Yeah, go.
Can I guess what the spelling mistake is?
Yep.
All right, Free Britney. All right, I'm going to say they've put a double T where it should be one T.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yeah, but also it's A-N-Y instead of T-N-Y.
Oh, they've done that. No one... spell checked at all here.
No
one fact checked.
Hashtag Free Brittany. No one did. So old mate Carl Baxter, he definitely didn't check his details, right? Because what he's actually done is he's bought, these are legit Free Brittany t-shirts.
Yeah.
But it's a different Brittany, right? So there's a region in the north of France and they don't want to be part of France anymore. They're called Brittany.
So, no way.
So he's ordered 10,000 Free Britney t-shirts that are supporting Britney in Northern France's movement to, you know, whatever
no
it's called when you separate
way.
From your country. Secede or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So much like WA doesn't want to be part of Australia.
And they've actually made t-shirts.
Yeah, so hashtag Free Britney, but it's T-T-A-N-Y.
Didn't he realise when they have the French flag underneath Free Britney?
They're not. It's all...
Oh my god.
And you know, the best part about it is actual Britney Spears fans give zero F's. They are buying the t-shirts.
Really?
One guy's offered to buy all of the t-shirts.
Yeah, sell, sell, sell.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
It's time for lyrical headlines.
headlines, headlines that are lyrical. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da.
From the newsroom to be Hello. The quizmaster.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing tops, Loggie, mate.
You were really into that. I like it.
Oh, I'm always into it.
Yeah. Spirit fingers.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
Bit
right.
That going on.
Really Lyrical headlines, favourite time of the week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Allegedly.
Got a theme for us this week at all, mate?
Is it
a Brisbane Olympic 2032 theme?
You know, earlier in the week, I was hoping that we'd be coming out of lockdown, and I would have done a coming out of lockdown theme, but that's not happening.
Okay.
So it's just a random one this week.
All right, good.
Next week.
Do you know? The fun thing is, I ask every week if you've got a theme, and you could literally say, yeah, the theme is, and then there'd be no follow-up questions. We would then go and play the game, and I wouldn't get to the end of
no,
the
game.
Hey, what did that have to do
guess
with?
The theme.
I don't know. It sounds dangerous to me.
Yeah. All right. If you've never heard us play lyrical headlines, Adam is the quiz master. He reads the lyrics to songs as if they are news bulletins like he does in his day job. We have to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If you get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other person gets a free runner with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Loggy.
It's a best of three arrangement. Ooh. I think that's all the rules.
Let's do it.
Let's play lyrical headlines.
Hey, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. Why must the children play in the streets? Broken hearts and
Tom,
faded.
It's Tom? Bob Sinclair or Sinclair, depending on who you speak to, and Love Generation.
Yeah, well
yes,
done.
Yes, well done. Well done.
I haven't heard Sinclair before, actually. But
Bob Sinclair?
He's got no I at the end. It's C-L-A-R, so some people pronounce it Sinclair.
There you go.
Yeah, fair enough.
We're all learning.
No follow-up questions, Adam.
Okay, question number two.
Hey, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. Haven't always been this way. I was born a...
Loggy. Went too quick. Do you know what? I'm just gonna have a crack, and I know that it's wrong. Is it Born This Way, Lady Gaga?
It is not.
No, I knew.
Oh, that's
I knew.
A shame. Good on you
lyrics?
For playing. Yeah, wait, I just need to give her.
Must give me the big bomb.
Yeah.
Computer is catching up.
It's only official.
Yeah. Okay. I'll have some more lyrics, please.
I wasn't born a renegade. I felt alone. Mm. Still feel afraid. I stumble through it anyway. I wish someone would have told me that this life is ours to choose. No one's handing me the keys.
Tom. Is it Pink, All I Know So Far?
It is.
Oh, Tom spits in the wind every time he hears this song.
Yeah. I throw my head back, not my hair back.
Is that a win for you then?
That's a win.
Well done.
Do you want to play one for
Pride? Yeah, I'd love to. Can we? Yeah.
Hey, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. Every butterfly I get belongs to you. You don't believe me, but it's true. Sure, the freckles on my arms spell out your name. Ooh. Real feelings coming through, because all I know and all I am is you.
Loggy, it's Ed Sheeran. Doing something.
It is not Ed Sheeran.
I just thought freckles, you know, I just went for it.
Yeah, fair enough. I understand.
I'll have a few more lyrics, just more for the people playing at home.
I'm breaking my silence because I've had a few. I just can't deny it that all I know and all I am is you. Every time I think I'm falling, I know you're falling too. There's no doubt all in. If you ever think you're falling, you know I'll catch you,
you know
too, because all I am is you.
All I am is you. I don't know.
We play it.
Do
a
we?
Fair bit.
Oh, okay.
You know it when you hear it.
I don't know what it is. What is it?
I am, Jess Glynn.
Oh, it's not what I thought.
you're like, really? You know, I 100% really? Know it, mate. I was like, well, I don't know if you do, mate.
Yeah. I was like, Dean Lewis, something?
No.
It sounds Dean Lewis.
Yeah.
This is a bop. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad we went for that last song.
Good work.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you, Adam. I'll take the winner sound effect for more.
Well done.
Tom and Loggie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Talking about having to postpone the proposal or maybe doing it by choice because you chicken out.
Yes, things weren't right.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time it happens more nowadays because of lockdown. Because you book something in, you're like, oh, we're going to go and do this thing.
Mm.
And then you can't do anything. So it's like, oh, okay, I'll just sit on that for a bit.
Yep.
And then maybe you do it again. And then it's like, oh, hang on. Oh, no, and I can't do that again.
Lockdown is prop blocking you. That is what I'm saying. That's how
I love that, by the way.
I just decided that. So I know someone who knows someone who had grand plans for a proposal and then lockdown occurred.
Yep.
And then pushed it back a week.
Mm-hmm.
And old mate Dan Andrews popped out and said, "G'day, guys, another 7 days."
Yeah.
Which is just music to this person's ears.
Yeah, of course it would be. It's I can imagine it's a beautiful but stressful time.
And, you know, I always say you're not getting those deposits back.
Yes.
You know? Getting those deposits back. So it's always good if you're not sure about a marriage, go through with the wedding anyway, because you're not getting those deposits back.
That's good
a story
advice
for another day anyway. Mm. We want to know, have you been prop blocked?
Be very
careful. Yeah, you're right. I'm going to stop saying that.
Okay. We've got Kirby in Brimley. Did this happen to you, Kirby?
I'm just dating somebody from the northern suburbs, so not as, you know, bad, but we had to put off our first date by a month.
Oh.
And I had all these plans all set out because they were going to come down here. We were going to go to a local wrestling event
yeah.
and go and get some burgers for dinner and all that
nice.
Stuff.
Nice.
Nah. 7 day lockdown, so everything's up in the air, and you know, I'm getting all the money back for all of the tickets and stuff that I've purchased, and all these kind of things. We're gonna be ringside, it was gonna be awesome, but nah, Dan Andrews is gone.
So, this is just like a recent one, this is like real time that we're talking.
Yeah, yeah.
Have they told you that they're gonna be postponing the wrestling event?
No, it's cancelled entirely.
Well, do you know what that means? First date, it's just going to have to go really well and you can stage your own wrestling event.
No, we did the first date back in June.
Oh, okay.
and then I've gone, okay, cool. I've got this really cool event that you come all the way down to Geelong for. And they're like, oh, yeah, awesome. So we're just going to go for movies and food. Whenever that happens. So,
When you said the northern suburbs, you meant Corio. You mean like northern suburbs of Melbourne.
Yeah, I do. Actually, they're all the way on the other side of town.
Okay, right. Well, I liked your wrestling thing, Tom, and I think it's still
worth
it. We've got Danielle in Bannockburn. What about you, Danielle? Have you had to put off the proposal?
Yeah, so the first lockdown, we organised a family holiday to Cairns.
Yeah.
In front of my partner's mum and family.
Yeah.
And we just thought it was a family holiday, but my partner, who's my fiancé now, he planned at the islands to propose to me. He had everything ready, and then the first lockdown happened.
Yeah.
So we lost all our money because we couldn't get anything back.
No!
And then we went to Melbourne just for a little getaway with the kids and us, and he proposed to me at the Titanic restaurant.
Oh, nice!
Is that any good? Carly really wants to go there. That's in Williamstown.
It is amazing.
Did you dress up?
Amazing food. Yeah, dress up. Yeah. An amazing experience.
Fun.
And he got on one knee and proposed to me on stage.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's
Did the stage move when he got on one knee and like throw him off balance a little bit?
No? Well, I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I knew nothing about it. And I didn't even know about. He kept it such a secret for when we went up to Cairns, when we were going to. I didn't even have any suspicion he was going to propose to me.
Oh, but he would have had fun telling you the story afterwards. I love the idea, too, that you're there being proposed to and someone just runs up and throws a bucket of water in your face just to keep it that real Titanic vibe, you know?